Hello everybody, I'm George from Ireland, so welcome back to my channel again, commenting on the Labour government. They've been in office for about 6 weeks now. Time for an interim report. Well, bad, as I expected. And I think that they've done just about everything they said they would do in their manifesto. I mean, so far, obviously they haven't had an opportunity to implement some of their manifesto pledges. So they have increased public sector pay. It's gone down well with, I think, train drivers. To avert strikes. But the trouble is, what about everybody else who works in the rails, not actually driving a train, but, you know, cleaning the train, or the guard are selling the tickets, so they're going to go on strike. Now, this applies to England only, I think, and not the United Kingdom as a whole. But it'd be largely the same story in Northern Ireland, Wales, and Scotland. Admittedly, it's a coalition of all the parties in Northern Ireland. It's a Scottish nationalist administration in North Britain, and it was a Labour administration in the Principality. Now, raising people's pay, all well and good, but that's fueling inflation. And if you're going to give it to us, why do you give it to us? You know, the police are getting it. There's not that much of a recruitment problem with them. Doctors and nurses are getting it, fine. But everyone's going to say, but what about us? Who works in the NHS, pharmacists, administrative staff. Admittedly, there's not such quite a shortage of them, and their strikes don't affect the rest of the NHS as badly. Teachers are getting some of it, and so on. Civil servants, the people where the UK really needs to recruit more people and retain more people is the armed forces, and not increasing a lot. Of course, the armed forces and the police and the intelligence services are not permitted to strike by law. So more and more people are demanding more and more pay. So it's bad in that sense, but it's good to avert strikes. But this misery of public sector strikes, you know, well, in transport's not going to be over. Now, admittedly, okay, a lot of transport is privately owned. So it's blurred, whereas the track itself is state-owned. The trains, I believe the stations, are not run on a profit basis. Doesn't look like Labour's going to nationalise it. Now they say that there is an economic cost to strikes, and that is true. People who can't get to work, people are not going to go on holiday, to a restaurant, shopping, and so on. It still seems to have been the wrong decision, and it hasn't given the right outcome. I mean, I would have given maybe a smaller amount, but they still would have had strikes anyway. But, you know, it's easy to criticise. And Labour are discovering the difficulty of governing. I remember a friend, a university friend, he's now a philosophy don, worked for a Labour MP. And as a leftist undergraduate, it was so easy. Say, well, you simply do this and that. You tax as much as you need and you legislate for that from a hard left perspective. When he got into government, so yes, there will be percussions, but the media will have a field day. That'll play very badly with an important segment of the electorate. That'll be handing ammunition to the Conservatives. That might be impractical. This won't work, and so on. And so it's actually not as clear cut, not as simple as he liked to imagine when he was a rather idealistic, unrealistic undergraduate. So they're making that worse. Angela Rayner supposed to workers' rights. Well, I mean, the right to be unemployed. As a member of the Secretary of the Treasury in the United States, it was the chairman of the US Federal Reserve years ago, Alan Greenspan, said if they can't fire, they won't hire, because once you take people on, it'll be almost impossible to shed staff. So you've got the right not to be discriminated from day one, but you don't have the right not to be unfairly dismissed and keep them there for 2 years. Okay, and those are the two rights. I didn't understand the distinction between them until an employment solicitor spelled them out to me, not regard my personal situation, about a year ago. What else? So, you know, taxes are going to go up on all sorts of things. All right, maybe income tax, but just about everything else. So that's going to have less, people are going to have less money to spend, a less attractive place to invest and all the rest of it. That's very bad news. I mean, oppression. Now, Labour said they're going to legislate against misogyny. Now, I abominate misogyny, and it's difficult to find the right word here. But as a gynomaniac, I think ladies are the most magnificent thing in the world. They don't call them a thing. What should I say? Factor in life, perhaps. So I certainly don't want anyone mistreated on the ground of her sex. That's definitely true. And it is rebarbative that anyone disseminate odium towards the fairer sex. We're the unfairer sex, us boys, by the way. But really, this is just an attack on freedom of conscience. People have the right to their emotions, and that would include hatred. How are you going to legislate for that? What's in someone's mind, or what somebody says? But so-called misogyny will be any criticism of women, or any criticism of the feminazi movement, or any attempt to defend children is going to be hatred. Just like people speaking up for Palestinian human rights say, please don't mass murder these civilians. That's anti-Semitic. That's called hatred. Of course, if you say Israel has the right to exist, people are going to say you're anti-Muslim, anti-Arab, anti-Palestinian. You're guilty of hatred and so forth. So each side is bombarding each other with the accusation in any debate. It really is preposterous. Remember the ever narrowing Overton window, okay, of trying to squeeze us out. So have all this state censorship, incipient totalitarianism. So it is despicable oppression. And it's the kind of thing where the rot centered under the Tories. And you know, Winston Churchill was correct in 1945. He didn't live to see it, fortunately, that there would be a political police force under Labour. And it's happened that they're there to enforce a leftist ideology and to criminalize and to persecute dissidents. So it's despicable. How on earth can the government of the United Kingdom castigate Putin, as they rightly do, when they're operating something which is on a continuum with his level of oppression, with being just hired thugs for the Labour Party? So education, so they're going to ruin independent schools, they're going to go bust, more children are going to go to state schools which can't even cope anyway, the severe shortage of teachers, reckoning that in England they can hire another 6,500 teachers. What makes you so sure? What if you can't hire them? And he sent tens of thousands of more children into these schools, already bursting at the seams. It's imbecilic, it is spite, it is class warfare, it's just vandalism, it's destructive. And that woman, Bridget Phillipson, who has no idea what she's talking about, never taught a day in her life, saying, oh, it's because independent schools are not good enough. No, well, they're better, generally speaking. It's not because they can't attract pupils, it's because you've made it unaffordable for middle-class families, only for millionaire families. So you've actually increased privilege, as you would see it. So that's obviously bad news, probably more dumbing down in education. I mean, the rot's been going on for decades. Other conservatives, likewise, great inflation. I was reading how 33% of degrees, bachelor's degrees, are awarded first class these days. 33%. I thought, wow. 30 years ago, it was 8%. 8%. You might think it's a fourfold increase. It's not. It's an eightfold increase in the number of people getting firsts, because the number of people at university has doubled. So if you double it and multiply by four, it's an eightfold increase. It is just insane level of grade inflation. I mean, I didn't get a first, didn't get close, but I definitely would get one now. And I don't deserve enough one. I'm not good enough. Not disparaging a whole generation. I don't want to go for generation disparagement. That would be unfair and illogical. There are people in their teens and 20s who are very clever, very hardworking, just like there always were, who definitely deserve those firsts. But those firsts are devalued by people who shouldn't make the cut being awarded them, because that's it. We stack them high, you know, sell them cheap. I have been a Cassandra for decades. More means worse. But way back in the 1950s, was it even war said this about the overexpansion of higher education? And it's just got worse and worse and worse. Look, a tiny correction under Michael Gove, a tiny correction since coronavirus of grades coming down slightly. But for, you know, about 45 years, grades have got better almost every single year. I think about 3 years out of 45 were grades on average gone down in GCSE and A level. So houses, they're almost certainly going to miss their country, their target by a country mile, despite building on a green belt, despite building houses where not many people want to live. So that's going to be a failure and a disaster for them, and also drive down the value of homes for homeowners. So they are not going to increase defense funding. This at a time of crisis, of a war in the Middle East, of a war in Ukraine, where Russia keeps threatening to attack the United Kingdom, of Argentina making maneuvers towards the Falklands, so of China possibly taking back Taiwan, is an extremely unwise thing. This parsimony is actually leaving the United Kingdom vulnerable and relatively militarily denuded. So it is really a dreadful start from the Labour Party. And they will exploit the violence on the streets in order to take away our rights, defensible liberties. So because they can't tackle crime, what they're going to do is they're going to persecute law-abiding people who do not support the Labour Party. Anyone who dares opine, anyone who dares question the establishment, he or she is going to be paid a visit by the boys in blue. So it's very bad news indeed. And they're not going to deliver on public services. So what they're going to do is they're going to take away our rights. So, you know, freedom is going to be gradually crushed. So it's a very dispiriting time. Anyway, thank you so much for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate on PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. Bye.